WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews are still tangling with the collapsed wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. President Biden today getting a firsthand look at the destruction. He commended first responders for that day.
You know, from the air, I saw the bridge that's been ripped apart. But here on the ground, I see a community that's been pulled together. I want to thank you all, the first responders, the port workers, state and local officials, who sprang into action before dawn.
The president also urging Congress to help fund the rebuilding of the bridge and reopening of the port. Israel Defense Forces have dismissed two military officials after the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza. An IDF investigation finding there was grave mistake stemming from a serious failure due to mistaken identification. So far, no major damage reported from today's 4.8 magnitude earthquake in New Jersey. It was centered between Philadelphia and New York City. Airports issuing temporary ground stops to assess damage. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After hearing testimony on Thursday from two law enforcement officers, a Manitowoc County judge ruled there was enough evidence to move the case forward against 39-year-old Jesse Vang in the disappearance of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The judge also denied a defense motion to drop the case against Vang. The man from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, was formally charged in February with one felony count of party to a crime child neglect in Elijah's disappearance. Vang is being held on a $20,000 cash bond with his arraignment hearing set for April 16th. Vang is the boyfriend of Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer of Wisconsin Dells, who was also charged in February with one felony count of party to a crime child neglect and two misdemeanor counts of resisting or obstructing an officer. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's about time the sunshine spills in and high temperatures return more seasonable into the upper 40s. We get a shove into the mid-50s tomorrow with the sunshine staying bright. All ahead of feisty winds and rain rolling in by Saturday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 51 degrees. 99.7
I'm not.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Finishing up the work week with another 50-minute music hour. Here's Wham! 99.7 Max FM. You might want to grab a Powerball ticket. The drawing is tonight, and it's over $1.3 billion. Pretty impressive stuff. The winner, by the way, can choose a lump sum of $608.9 million or an annuity worth $1.3 billion. And again, those are pre-tax estimates.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
Max FM.
Yeah.
99.7 Max FM, your home of Maddie in the morning. She's back at it Monday right here at 6 o'clock. And if you missed anything from what's going on in the community, stuff we talked about on the radio, make sure to like us on Facebook and connect with us there. We love to stay in touch with you and get to know what's happening throughout our communities. 99.7 Max FM on Facebook.
Max FM.
Shake it to the top. Yourself.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron finishing up the work week with a 50-minute music hour. All right, so, hey, it's Friday. We're about ready to kick off the weekend. Maybe you're going to do a little supper club adventure tonight. Maybe dinner with friends. Maybe it's a game night. You can listen to Max FM wherever you are. Just download the free Civic Media app, and you can stream us right from your phone and your smart speakers. Super easy to do. I'm just ready to get back outside, personally. We'll get to music from Hall & Oates. Check your forecast as well. It's coming up with 99.7 Max FM, a Civic Media radio station.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Sunny, warmer with the wind picking up tomorrow, high mid-50s. Cloudy, breezy, some showers Sunday, high only mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few more showers around on Monday, highs upper 50s. Warming trend into the 60s for the rest of next week. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 49 degrees. 99.7.
Well, you make my dreams come true. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
No crap.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it.